He charged us to preach to the people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. With this being Pentecost Monday, it reminds me of all the devotion that we should have to the Holy Ghost, but a true devotion to the Holy Ghost, to truly love Him as God, as He is. You know, there's so many things that go on in the world today where people claim to have devotion to the Holy Ghost, but really, they're very confused in it. There is one church kind of in the hills in West Virginia, and it was a year ago now, just over a year ago now, that their pastor died. You see, this church was one of those churches that they actually would handle poisonous snakes. So they'd pass them around to each other. They'd take these rattlesnakes and they'd pick them up and hold them and while they're singing little hymns and everything, and then pass them to the next person. Well, the pastor of the chapel there a year ago was holding onto the snake, and of course the snake bit him in the leg and he died. This is how he met his demise. Now, they were looking towards the scriptures as to why they could handle the snakes, but of course they had a false sense of protection of God. They were presumptuous in it. They were thinking that God would just, they could do anything they wanted to, and God would protect them. But of course not. You know, as our Lord told the devil when he was being tempted three times, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." So, this is that false trust in the Holy Ghost that they had, a trust of presumption. Also, there are many other Protestant religions out there, and even the Novus Ordo churches, that have what's called this Pentecostal movement, meaning that they have this movement where they believe, or at least think in their emotions, that they're contacting the Holy Ghost and having Him come down. And then they'll say that the Holy Ghost is moving them, and they'll start dancing around, and they'll speak in gibberish and say it's tongues when they're just making a bunch of random noise. Or they'll pretend that they're healing people, and they'll put their hands on their head and they'll fall over, and do all sorts of kind of goofy things like this. And they believe what they're doing is right, but in reality it's not having any effect at all, because their beliefs are off. But we, as Catholics, we, the ones with the true faith, shouldn't dismiss devotion to the Holy Ghost as just part of this whole Pentecostal feelings type of movement. No, we are supposed to have a true devotion to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is there to help us. He's there for us to adore as God, and He's there to give us the virtues and the gifts that we need in our own lives. This true working of the Holy Ghost can be seen not only by the gifts that are attached to it, but the fruits that they bear. Because those gifts of the Holy Ghost and the fruits that are attached, of course. And so, for instance, a true gift of tongues is not babbling gibberish. No, a true gift of tongues is if someone is in a position where they have to promote and preach about the true faith, and they're in an area that nobody understands their language, they be able to preach, and those people there will understand them in their own native tongue. It reminds me of a certain Jesuit priest that I had learned about, Father De Smet. He was a famous missionary out to the western part of the United States, especially the Northwest. And so when I was living out in the eastern Washington, northern Idaho area, there's great stories and devotion to Father De Smet, because he came to convert the Indians in that area. And it was said of Father De Smet that he, in fact, had the gift of tongues, the true gift of tongues, because he came out to that area knowing nothing about the native people there, and was to be there for a very short time and learn their language fluently. completely. So much so that when the United States finally did venture out to that area, they used him as their interpreter to the Indians because he knew their language fluently. He was able to preach to them. If you go to Gonzaga University on the third floor, there's a rare book section, and in there you could still find his handwritten sermons in what they call the Nez Perce language, the Indian language of that area. They have several of his sermons written out in that language. So that is a gift of tongues. Why? Because it wasn't just random gibberish. No, he came to an area foreign to him with a foreign language and was able to speak it so he could convert souls. That's the Holy Ghost helping. And with that help, we see what happened with those very Indians there. There was one chief of the Indians who, after he converted, he truly wanted to cooperate with the graces of God. He wanted, after his baptism and then his confirmation, he wanted to work fully with those graces that come from God, especially the Holy Ghost. And so when it came time, one day one of the priests was preaching about having to go to confession once a year as a minimum. And this Indian chief was greatly disturbed by this idea, not because he was opposed to confession, far be it from that, but he came up to the priest and said, "You know, I can't necessarily go to confession because I have never committed a sin since my baptism." And the priest said, "Well, come on, you know, the scriptures tell us that even the just man falls 7 times in a day." The Indian looked at him and said, "After receiving such a wonderful gift as baptism and confirmation and having the Holy Ghost come upon me, how could I ever offend him again by sin? It's impossible." And the people there knew him to be a wise and honest man about that, and that he really truly was living as piously as he said. That's how much love we have to have for God, and how we can act too if we accept the graces the Holy Ghost is willing to give us. Because we could do the same. We could turn away from every temptation that comes our way with that help from the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost who strengthens the martyrs of the church. When we think of especially young martyrs, all the things that they had to go through in their young lives, we think, how could they ever do so? Well, the Holy Ghost gives them the strength. You know, young people just about the same age as you are dying horrific deaths for God. Think of, we're looking up some of the saints before Mass, think of Saint Lucy. She was led before the Emperor Diocletian himself and tried to be forced to marry a pagan, and she refused. And she was going to be scourged to help her, to try to make her give up on this idea of not marrying this pagan because she had given herself already to Christ. And she told Diocletian that it's a waste of your time. You can hurt me all you want to, but it doesn't matter because the words that I'm saying to you about the Christian faith are not my own, but they come from the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost dwells within all of those who are pure of heart. The Holy Ghost dwells in me, she says. And Diocletian wanted to take this Holy Ghost away from her, so he was going to lead her to a place of sin. But the Holy Ghost made it so this little girl, probably, you know, 13, 14 years old, couldn't be picked up by these soldiers. She was planted to the ground by them. And so Diocletian decided he was going to cover her in oil and light her on fire. But that didn't work either. The fire wouldn't happen. But she never wavered once in all of this. She stood strong and, you know, was not even the slightest bit afraid because she was working with the power of the Holy Ghost. And then finally, she was tortured in horrific ways. Her eyes were taken out of her head. And then finally pierced through with a sword. And never once did she ever give up hope on God because she acted with the grace of the Holy Ghost. The same goes for us. We too can follow in that same footsteps. Now, most of us are not going to have to stand up and be put to death. But there are going to be times in your lives, children, and not too far off, where people are going to attack you for your faith. People are going to make fun of you, possibly. And are you going to be able to stand there strong and say how much you do believe in the Catholic Church and how much you do love God? Are you going to be able to have no fear or embarrassment when you go to pray in public or do things of missionary work? Or are you going to bow down to human respect? You all have that gift of the Holy Ghost by your confirmation, especially to be that soldier for Christ that Bishop talked about, to stand there, to be strong, and stand up for the faith. All you need to do is ask the Holy Ghost for help. All you need to do is ask for those graces, and God will give them to you. He will strengthen you, and He will guide you and protect you whenever you need Him to. You just have to believe that and trust in it. Do this. Think of this this whole week with the octave of Pentecost. Think of this on how you can build up on your own devotion to the Holy Ghost. Do you pray to Him every day? When you have difficult things, do you ask His help? If you don't, you should start. Because we all need that grace from God to make it through each day. May God bless you all in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.